Here comes a nice low one right here.
It's cold for a September morning, and it's a weekday, but about 20 people stand on a gravel road that skirts a ridge 800 feet above Lake Superior. Below, a 1,000-foot freighter steams out of the Duluth Harbor in the misty sunshine. Above, dozens of hawks seem to turn in unending circles, searching for updrafts that will lift them to cruising altitude for their long flight south. For watching birds of prey, or raptors, this is one of the best spots on the continent.
Top five. For sure, the top five in North America.
Nia Palmerston is the naturalist at Hawk Ridge. She says some years, between August and December, 100,000 raptors fly past this spot. These birds are flying south from Canada and points north, and they follow the Lake Superior shoreline to avoid flying over open water. That funnels them through Duluth at the western tip of the lake. Many of the country's most popular hawk-watching spots are lucky to get 20,000 birds in a season. Last week, that many raptors flew past Hawk Ridge in one day. While that's a lot of birds, Nia Palmerston says some visitors expect clouds of hawks, and they're surprised to find most of the birds are little more than specks to the naked eye.
Binoculars are a must, and you learn. You have to scan all around you at all times and watch for them to come. Sometimes they come low, sometimes they're up way high.
And even if you do see a lot of birds, it takes some practice to know what you're looking at.
Did you see a merlin?
Palmerston spends much of her day helping people identify what they've seen.
Yeah. So a merlin's going to have the pointed wings,
right?
Not a very long tail, but we'll have somewhat of a tail.
Palmerston also spends time keeping eager birders from pestering Hawk Ridge's official bird counter, Frank Nicoletti. Nicoletti has to concentrate. He's counting swirling specks in the sky, making sure to tally each of them just once, noting which distant dot is a broadwing hawk, which one is a northern harrier. Frank Nicoletti says he can tell if an eagle is an adult or a juvenile from 3 miles.
You know, you're looking at a bird at a great distance, and you're watching it move. You're not looking for field marks. You're looking at the shape of the wings, you know, how long is the tail, proportion to how long the wings are, and that's what you're looking for.
Nicoletti grimaces a little at the suggestion that he has an inborn knack for identifying hawks. What he has, he says, is 20 years of intense practice.
And it's just an art. It's just like, you know, some people know how to write, you know, or some people know how to play the piano. I identify hawks and birds.
Birders less eagle-eyed than Frank Nicoletti can still enjoy the challenge of identifying raptors. Kim Mills makes the 5-hour drive from Winona every fall to spend a few days on Hawk Ridge.
You know, every time I come up here, I learn. I mean, I learn more, and you kind of listen to what other people are saying and what they're seeing, and it's intriguing. I love it.
This day, birders have seen only a few hundred raptors. Earlier in the week, thousands of birds moved through. Naturalist Nia Palmerston says the raptors tend to clump like that.
If you come up here, make sure to have a couple days, because if you hit a bad weather day, you're not going to see, you know, anything.
By the end of September, most small hawks have passed through, but there might be thousands more. Bigger raptors, red-tailed hawks and bald eagles, will pass Hawk Ridge in their largest numbers during October. This is Chris Julin, Minnesota Public Radio, Duluth.